Even love can sometimes be driven by ego. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are in part two of our new series, Kabbalistic Emotional Training, where we're exploring and refining the seven emotional layers of our soul. So as we talked about last week, we now started the Omer, the 7 weeks. Each week corresponds to a different emotion of the seven emotions of our soul. We're going to see how sometimes they are driven by the animal soul, sometimes by the godly soul, and our job is to channel them from being driven by the animal soul and be guided by the godly soul. So just to understand the seven emotions, and then we'll go into this week's one. As we said, there are seven emotions in the soul. They're called Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. And sometimes in Kabbalah, they are presented as two triangles, the right, the left, and the middle. So we have the first three, Chesed on the right, Gvura and Tiferet in the middle. Then we have Netzach on the right, Hod on the left, Yesod in the middle. And at the very bottom, we have this emotion, the final one, called Malchut, which we'll talk about and explore when we come there. The first one of our emotions is called Chesed. Now, the literal translation of the word chesed is kindness. But as one of the seven foundational emotions of our soul, it actually is a more of a category. Chesed means kindness, chesed means love, chesed means expanding out, connecting to others. It could be flexibility, it could be any time we break out of borders, break out of boundaries and go into something else or someone else. That is all included in the concept of chesed. Often, chesed is used for the trait of love, the emotion of love. It could be empathy, it could be compassion. All of those things are all part of this idea, this first emotion called chesed. Now, let me share with you a Kabbalistic idea. When God created the world, there were 6 days and then Shabbat. And in Kabbalah it says that each day of the 6 days corresponds to another emotion, and Shabbat corresponds to the final emotion, the one of Malchut. So the first day of creation, which is the Sunday, is Chesed. And then starts the others. Monday is Gvura, Tuesday is Tiferet, and so on. But the Kabbalah says something interesting. That the first one is Chesed, but Chesed is Azil im Kulo Yomin. Chesed wasn't just the first one because it happens to be the first one. But Chesed is the foundation of all the others. In other words, Chesed, kindness, love, is what must accompany all of the others. So let me give you an example. The second emotion is Gvura, which is, we'll talk about that more in detail next week, but it's firmness, strength, discipline. But that must be imbued by love. Love must accompany it. Kindness must accompany it. So let me give you an example. Even God has these emotions as well, the way he relates to us, the way he interacts with us. Chesed refers to godly revelation when he reveals himself to us. The second emotion, Gvura, is known in Kabbalah as the concept of tzimtzum, of holding back, where God is concealed and he hides himself. But we also taught them when God hides himself, it's actually for the purpose of revelation. Because were God to reveal himself in complete intensity of his godly revelation, it would be too much for us to bear. We couldn't handle that type of intensity, that type of infinity of his Ein Sof, his infinite light. We could never handle it. So therefore God holds back. He conceals part of himself, so to speak, so he should be able to reveal himself to us in some small, diluted, concealed way. So in other words, the purpose of holding back is really to reveal. We do this too with children. Sometimes we hold back things because we love them. And so it should be. Sometimes we have to be firm with our children because we love them. Tough love. We have to be able to lay down boundaries. We have to be able to hold back things sometimes, not to spoil them. So this is just an example of this Kabbalistic idea that chesed is the first emotion, but chesed must guide and must be there with all the other emotions. But let's talk about chesed itself. Let's talk about love or kindness. Love and kindness are obviously always understood to be good things. And they are primarily a good thing. Love is a beautiful thing. It's a good thing. It's an important thing. Through love, we can have relationships. Through love, we can connect to others. Through love, we can give to others. What can be better than that? Yet, it's not that simple. Because love and kindness can be driven by the godly soul. But love and kindness can also be driven by the animal soul. It can be a very egocentric love. It can be a selfish love. And here's we find in the Kabbalistic writings that love can be the things which are not appropriate. We can love the wrong people. We can sometimes connect to the wrong things. So for example, indulgence, materialistic pursuit, giving in to all our greed is also kindness. It's expanding and connecting to something else. And it's giving to ourselves, it's feeding our ego. It's a form of chesed. But it's not rejecting anything, it's a form of giving, just giving in a self-absorbed way. Fascinatingly, in the Torah, the term chesed is used in a very peculiar context in one place, where the Torah gives us the list of the forbidden relationships like adultery and incest. And in the case of incest, it says, stay away from it, ki chesed hu, because it is a concept of chesed, and chesed means kindness. What it means to say, it's an evil chesed. We can love ourselves inappropriately. There's a healthy way of loving ourselves, but we can love ourselves in a way of becoming self-absorbed. We can love temptation. We can love the things that we are greedy for. It's all forms of chesed. Or we can love people genuinely in a selfless way. Or we can love God and his mitzvot and his values. That's an appropriate love. But even in a relationship of love, even with a spouse or a partner, we can have two kinds of loves. There are so many marriages, so many relationships, for example, that start off with an amazing romance, which appears to be very deep love, and yet it falls apart. Because sometimes that love is selfish, not selfless. When we love someone for our own pleasure, when we love someone because it works for us, it starts off, yes, we give to them, we smother them, we love them, we give them things, but it's only for our own pleasure, our own benefit. And as soon as that pleasure is not met, as soon as that person doesn't serve our needs 100%, it becomes selfish and it falls apart. And we become aggressive and we start to be unkind. Because the love is not based on selflessness, the love is based on selfishness. So there's a lot to channel there in love. We must make sure that our love is for things that are valuable. Our love are for things that have a higher purpose. And in relationships, that our love for others is based on selflessness. It's based because the greatest love and the most meaningful love and ultimately the most enjoyable love is when we give to another. Because kindness brings happiness. When we love selflessly, we love having in mind, what does the other person feel? What does the other person want? How can I make that person happy? It's a love based on giving and selflessness. Then that love becomes truly a valuable love, a love based on purpose, a love based on meaning. And also, what are the things that we love in life? Do we think just love things that make us happy, that make us pleasurable, or do we love things that bring a life of purpose? When we love things that bring a life of purpose, it requires us to go beyond ourselves a little bit. It requires us to go beyond who we are a little bit, to connect to something higher, sometimes to free ourselves from ourselves, because to pursue that which will elevate us and take us beyond ourselves. Whereas if we only love the greed, we only love materialism, we only love hedonism, that's a selfish love. So in this week of the Omer, week one of the Omer, our mission is to think about the type of love that we have, to think about who we love and why do we love them, how do we express that love, to think about purpose and meaning. Are we just living a life of selfishness and materialism, or are we living a life of meaning and purpose? Are we being attracted to things which are purposeful and meaningful? So let's reflect on that a little bit. Let's just relax. Close your eyes. As always, turn your attention to your breathing so that we can focus. Become aware, feeling each breath as we inhale, feeling the sensation of exhaling and letting go. each breath we connect to the rhythm of life. Keep focusing on each breath distinctively, breathing in and out. As you pay attention to your breathing, notice that each breath has two parts. The breathing inwards and breathing out, letting go of toxicity. Breathing is neshima in Hebrew, which is an expression of our neshama. With each breath, we breathe inwards, connecting to our inner soul, our godly soul, our selfless self, our soul where values live, faith lives, godliness lives, purity, pristineness, hoping to strive towards being more selfless, to pursue purpose and selflessness rather than selfishness. But to do that, we must also breathe out, letting go of our ego, letting go of toxicity. Breathe in deeply and just hold it there, then slowly breathe out, feeling that sensation of letting go. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. When you breathe out, you feel yourself letting go. To channel our love to more selflessness, we must let go. Let go our control over others, let go of our ego, let go of those negative emotions, negative chesed. To love is deep, beautiful, but it can't be egocentric. Love for the other. As you continue to breathe, think of someone that you deeply love. Is our love selfish? Are we worried about ourselves or caring about the other? Are we pursuing things that bring us pleasure, or are we pursuing the more godly things in the world that bring us purpose and meaning? This week is Chesed, the foundation of the emotions. Breathe in, connect to your neshama. Find the selfless love in your soul, the ability to let go as you breathe out and connect to selflessness, to love others for others, to love godly things that are higher than ourselves, to pursue that which is beyond our own ego. The week of Chesed, channeling animalistic love to godly love, purposeful love, kindness to others, for others, to help others even when we don't want to, even for people who we don't know. Let's capture the chesed, let's refine and channel the chesed, love and kindness, connecting to that which is higher than us. You know, this is something we can come back to ourselves, and this is something which we can bear in mind. Sometimes we get annoyed with other people, sometimes we let our ego get in the way. It's worth it, especially this week, just to focus on that, and whenever that happens, just to close our eyes for a few moments, think of our selfless soul, our godly soul, and try to let go by breathing, letting go of the toxicity, breathing out, letting go of the ego, and connecting deeply to the core of our soul, the foundation of our soul, the emotion of chesed, which then becomes the basis of everything else. Have a wonderful week.